Hey everyone, welcome to our chat TV. These are quick little clips, quick clips as I call them, as you see them posted up on the thing. We are doing a mentorship group over through masteryus.com, and I'm answering a couple questions that have come my way about the group and what we're going to be studying. The group happens on the last Wednesday of every month, starting on March 27th. At 7 p.m. Eastern and goes to 9 p.m. Eastern. And we have a wonderful navigator who will be helping me out with this. This is Darcy. Hello. Hi, Darcy. So again, a lot of stuff going on, but I want you to understand that my mentorship sessions are about you and your journey and sharing your successes and helping you through the rough patches and really bringing you into having a wonderful art journey and that we can all share in. So again, and it's about you and not so much me. So anyway, we have been answering a few questions that have come in, as I said, and this particular quick clip is about some of the advice that I've been given over the years and some of the things that I found out over the years. So the question is, what are some initial bumps you experienced that you wish someone told you about earlier? So I started out plein air painting, and I love being outside, as you know, because I cycle a lot, and I used to play golf, and I used to do a lot of activities outside, playing tennis, different things like that. And I used those opportunities to observe nature and observe how light moves and how light affects certain things. And when I started painting and was mentored by Kevin, we did a lot of painting outside. And it was a real struggle for me to paint color, chase light, worry about my drawing, all of the aspect, you know, is this a composition that a viewer is going to fall in love with? Struggling with all of that at the same time, learning all the different plein air techniques and tools. It was really, really hard. It was trying to get all of that in one place. So I started Art Chat. We started talking. I started talking to a number of different artists and understanding how the realists study for years. And how they remove color from that first step. So at some point in time, I started thinking about Ansel Adams and his black and white photography and how strong that was. And then started talking about foundations. You know, I read every book like everybody else has. I read every book that's out there. I've talked to too many people. I was actually getting too much information. You know, it was like, bam, 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 bam. I couldn't process it all. So there was one saying that we always use at P&G, and I'm sure that everybody in the art world has heard it as well, is KISS, keep it simple, stupid. And I started to step back from that, and I started to, actually, we started an online mentoring service, which Masteryus has kind of like grown into where I thought that would go. So Kevin was doing mentoring sessions, and the keep it simple, simplification really came into play at that point. And as much as we want to grab everything that we see out there, that temptation is always there. It's like, you know, it's like the dog or my cat, actually. You can't see little girl, but if I say the word squirrel, her ears go up and it's just like a dog and it's so adorable. But it's that bit of every time we're outside painting or we're in the studio and we're painting and our attention goes to one place or another, it's like, you know, we're in the zone. Oh, squirrel, you know, what's that? And, oh, I got to put that in there. And we start like jamming too much into the painting. And so one of the things that we talked about was simplification of your painting and of the source of what you're going to, you know, let's really think about what we're going to put on here. And I found that taking color out of it really helps to settle my mind, focus in on what it is I'm going to capture. And I know I'm considered a color expert as well. So, you know, I totally get that we want to play with all those colors. But the first thing that we need to just really hone in on is that simplification. Simplicity is something that I think is long forgotten. Everybody keeps feeling like at least there's some art out there when I look at it. It's like every inch of the canvas has to be exciting and has to capture me. And it has to, you know, just be the spot that, and that's very tiring to the eye. And edges are another part of that where we, you know, we keep running into a hard edge or a texture to smooth or whatever is making that edge. You know, all of a sudden we're with the hard edges, all they start and stop, start and stop, start and stop, you know, so it gets really tiresome to the viewer to see that. We want a nice, calm, you know, passage, or like I said, in the case of the boat behind me, I want them to really feel those waves. So I keep them there a lot longer than I do. There's some interesting things going on the boat and the mask, but the big thing for me was that rock and roll. So, you know, we have to figure out early on in the composition and in the foundation of what it is we're trying to say with the painting and where it is that we want the viewer to sit and be in that moment. And that doesn't mean filling up every inch of the canvas. So simplicity is very important. And that's probably one of the first things I wish I would have been told, because I had so much information just coming in and overstimulating. And, you know, I look back on a lot of the paintings that I ended up destroying and going, what was I thinking? You know, so experience is a part of that too. You know, you gain experience through discussion and being mentored and having art friends who are who you can trust and who you can open up to, and a mentor that you can trust and who you can open up to know that they went through that whole process that you're going through, that overstimulation of information and ways to paint and colors to choose and edges to use and focal areas. And, you know, there's just so much to the art of painting. And, but what part of my job as a mentor is to help you sieve through all of that and find out what it is that you want to do when you create. So I think for me, the biggest bump in the road was saying, I need to step back. I need to figure out what's important to me. I need to decide how I want to paint. I need to decide what I'm going to focus on. Is it going to be strong compositions? Is it going to be more abstract with color? And, you know, how am I going to move the viewer or the viewer's eye around the painting? All of that's so important. All of it hits all at once, but we're going to peel the onion layers off and we're going to sit there and really think about the science of painting and really think about getting your mind in that zone that helps you simplify, edit out, decide what is important in your painting, where that important piece should go, how the eye moves around the painting. Those are all the cool things that we're going to be talking about and focusing on so that we can bump your art journey up to the next level and really start, you know, having a great time with being an artist and sharing our little secrets that you never would tell anybody else, and finding that support with the group. And I think if I could do my art journey over, there are some things that I would definitely do differently. And one of them was opening up to the mentors that I've had and really being honest about how I was feeling and what I was feeling at the time. I think that's very important. It was very important when I first started being mentored by Kevin, and Kevin and I, you know, had these conversations that were just awesome. And that's what I want to try to help and provide to my mentees. So hopefully we'll see you soon. Again, March 27th from 7 to 9 is the first session. Head over to masterius.com and my mentorship page, learn more about me, learn more about what I'll be teaching. If you have any questions, drop them off to that mail address and I'll get a little quick clip together for you to listen to. And I hope to see you March 27th. Thanks, guys. Bye.